What are the biggest challenges that the Seahawks
have? I think, obviously, their running game. You know, they're a team that prides themselves on running the football. And then they make a lot of plays downfield. I think a lot of us watched that game Monday night, and just getting the ball vertical, whether it be the Baldwin, you know, curse, and obviously Jimmy Graham with the 2 one-handed touchdowns. You know, I think, you know, obviously everyone knows they like to run the football, but the threat of getting the ball down the field, and especially with Russell Wilson, he gets it downfield in many different ways, whether it's just a plain drop back and letting it go, or scrambling extended plays and then finding guys down the field. Seems like we were just talking about this a couple weeks ago, playing Tyrod Taylor, and, you know, watching that game Monday night, seeing both of them, you know, be so dynamic at that, extending plays, and whether it's to run or to throw, it's something we're familiar with, but it's never easy going out there and trying to stop and contain those guys.
I know it's a different team, but Tom said he's already watched the Super Bowl a couple times. How much can you take away from that last Super Bowl against them?
I watched it, too, just because, you know, the way we play sometimes is different, especially defensively, so teams play us different. So just trying to go back and get a refresh on maybe what, you know, what worked in that game, what it seemed like they thought going into that game was going to be strength. So just trying to get the X and O's part of the game from that game, especially because it's a team we don't play too often. So just trying to get more and more knowledge and, you know, watching all the games they've had this season with the extra time, too.
Does Russell Wilson throw the deep ball differently? Meaning, does he throw it higher with more arc so it's harder to follow?
At times you see that. But to me, the thing with him is he gets it out of there pretty fast just from being a free safety, watching him. You know, it's a look, and once he looks, it's just gone. And it's not so high that it's easy to just run under it from no matter where you're on the field. But he does. He has the ability to drop it in there on those deep balls. I think the post to Baldwin Monday night was an example of that. Of, you know, it looks like it's a lot of air, but it was just enough for him to run under it, and it drops right in there. So, to me, his biggest gift is being able to see it and get rid of it, and whether it be on the move or in the pocket, you know, once he makes that decision, it goes and it gets there.
You face two big tight ends in practice pretty much every day. Their skill set, does it – equal to Jimmy Graham's skill set, or does Jimmy Graham have a different skill set than either one of those two?
It's very similar. I mean, when you combine all three of those guys, they're all very good at going vertical, getting down the field. Their size is, you know, what really makes it really tough to cover all three of those guys, because once they get vertical and it's any type of jump ball, you saw Monday night a ball that for corners just out of your reach, you know, they're able to go reach it, whether it be one hand, two hands. So they all make tough catches too. So they're very similar as far as the threats and how they're used in the vertical passing game. So like you said, we've seen it a lot, you know, but he's still one of the better tight ends in the NFL, one of the top tight ends. So we got to go out there and play well against him and try to make everything tough. I mean, he's going to probably make some plays out there because he's a good player, but we got to just make it tough for him for 60 minutes.
Tom Brady just spoke here a few minutes ago, and he said that whatever support he offered to Donald Trump won't result in a polarized locker room. He says that that's the makeup of the locker room and so forth. Can you speak to that? Do you have any comments on that at all?
No, I mean, I think the one thing that's certain is everybody has their own opinions in our locker room, but politics aren't going to divide our locker room. You know, we're here to do a job, but, you know, I think everyone's entitled to their own opinion and who you support, and that's what politics are, I think, in any job or any workplace.
Devin, I realize I might be jinxing you guys here, but what do you make of the good health luck that you guys have had through half the season so far, especially given last year, you know?
Staying healthy, I don't know. I don't even think you should ask me that. no, I mean, we put a lot of work into it. We do every year, though, so I don't know. You know, I think for us as players, we just try to follow the direction of, you know, everyone here, what they want us to do as players, how we should get ready week in and week out in the off season. So hopefully that's the reason why we're staying healthy and we keep doing that, and we'll continue to have good health. But, you know, I think for me, being in this league for a while, sometimes freak things happen. You never know, but you just got to keep going and doing what you're doing and hopefully stay healthy.
How unique was watching where you just played Buffalo, looking at Seattle? Was it different than, a lot of times you guys say, well, I'll watch some of it a little bit on TV to get a feel. How unique was that experience for you, and how much do you think it could help you?
It was unique. I think how much it helps us, I don't know, because we would have watched the game anyway just on the coach's copy. But it's always interesting when you watch a team play against a team who you just played, just because – we were so drawn in on Buffalo and what they do and how they play. So, watching, you see different things. But for me, most of what I saw was when Seattle's defense was on the field because I just studied Buffalo's offense. So how much that helps me, I don't really think so. But, I think we've learned a lot just from when we sit in squad meetings and Bill talks to everyone, offense, defense, and special teams. So we know something about, what we try to do. Offensively and different things like that. So you learn both sides of it. So I think it helped. I stayed up and watched the game, which I usually don't do, but it's always interesting watching the team you're about to play. I watch really from a straight player standpoint. Like, they come out, I'm like, all right, they're in 12 personnel, it's this formation. And I try to watch it like that, where usually if I'm watching a game, I'm just watching for fun. But that felt like, being in there watching film and trying to study an opponent.
So let's talk about Jimmy Graham. You guys faced him as a Saint, and as a Saint, he was often flexed out or detached from the line, whereas it seems with Seattle, he's playing more in line, and Matt talked about him evolving as a blocker. How does that complicate covering him, if at all, and what have you seen in the evolution of his game in just a few years?
I just think what they do offensively, obviously if he's out wide, it takes away some of the things that they probably like to do with the zone run scheme and the play action and all of that, because when he's out wide, he's a receiver. So don't get me wrong, he's tough out there too because of what he can do. But, in line, I think his ability to block and do those different things frees him up a lot easier. Obviously I think every team defensively goes in saying, we got to know where this guy is, we got to be aware of him. But you saw there's times where he's in the middle of the field, he's wide open, and that's because of the run game and the play action and different things they do well, where we got to know where he's at. But because of the run game and you trying to be aggressive and stop the run, he's able to slip and get vertical down the middle of the field. So I think that helps their offense out, and obviously him blocking makes that capable.
How underrated is Doug Baldwin?
I don't know. When we played him 2 years ago, we felt he was a really good receiver and made a lot of big plays in production. So I still feel the same about that. I don't think you turn on a game where he's not making, big plays and clutch plays for him. So from scouting him and watching him, he's one of their top targets. So they get him the ball, he makes plays. But, so here I don't think he's underrated, but I don't know the perception of him everywhere else.
Seattle's had some issues running the ball. If you guys kind of smell a perceived weakness, do you spend more time talking about that or less time talking about that?
I'm not big on people having a tough time in games past. I just don't think that matters coming into the game. We know what they're capable of. We know they want to come out and run the ball, and you can run the ball terrible for the last four games, but you come in here and you run well, then all of the weaknesses and strengths and all that's out the window. So we got the same model every week. We got to make sure we go out there and stop the run, and that'll be another goal this week, to go out there and stop the run. And if we don't, we'll have problems all night.
Going off of that, pretty comfortable in the past talking about social issues, and I'm just wondering, I know you and there are other guys in that locker room aren't afraid to look at the big picture and what's going on outside the locker room sometimes. I just wondering your reaction to the results from last night's election.
I think for a lot of us, it was a time where I didn't expect that, but I think you understand politics is different. Everyone's trying to win a race, and you're doing different things to win a race. And I think just talking to our chaplain, he said it best. We just have to pray for the leadership of our country, whether you agree with it, disagree with it, you pray for the leadership, and you believe that there's a way everything will be all right. But, everything doesn't go the way you want it personally, but that's where I'm at. Pray on it, and hope everything, works out well, and believe in God.
Devin, talked about Doug Baldwin and just kind of what is the challenge of covering him. He's a slot receiver, but he's also –
I think a lot of times with receivers, you try to group them, for what they do, whether it's a He's a short, intermediate type of receiver, good quickness, not a deep threat. You know, I think with him is he has good quickness, runs a lot of crossing routes, option routes. Oh, yeah, and he goes deep. He makes plays down the field. So I think what makes him tough is his versatility. You know, he does a lot for their offense. When there's three receivers on the field, he'll be in the slot. You know, he'll work in the slot, but he'll also work outside, and two receiver sets, he's outside. So he's not scared to get out there and in the run game, cracks, and going out there blocking linebackers. So he's just a very good overall football player, you know, more than just a good receiver. He's a very good football player. So we gotta try to ball him up as much as possible, even when they get him the ball quickly and he's trying to break tackles and make plays. We just got to surround him and make sure we try to contain him and not give up the big play. Thank you.
I want to just quick thought from you, if you can step up to the podium.
I thought it was on the move.
I know, I'm sorry. Just on the fact that there's only 25 players remaining on this roster from the Super Bowl, what that kind of thought goes through your mind when you hear that?
NFL is all about change. And it's funny, I'm sure everyone wants to talk about the Super Bowl and how much of a rematch and revenge for them. And it's just not that many guys on the team, you know. So to me, it's just a very good football game against – it's going to be two competitive teams that have won a lot and go into games ready and prepared to win. So similar when we went to Pittsburgh a couple weeks ago, like Bill said, if you like football, if you like competitive nature, Sunday night here will be, you know, the place to be and watch it.
Thank you.